Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're very happy right now to head to the phone lines to be joined by our next guest. He is the first black quarterback to play in and win a Super Bowl. Doug Williams joins us on the show today. Doug, it's an honor to have you today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What kind of memories has this week brought together? I'm sure you're getting asked to do a lot of media. You're getting asked a lot of questions about your Super Bowl experience. What has this week been like for you so far?
It's been a great week. You know, give you a chance to reminisce on guys that played before me, the Marlon Briscoe, the James Harris, but also a chance to think about, you know, when I played in the Super Bowl, being the first black quarterback to play there. And you know, you got to think about why it took so long for all this to happen. You know, and look at it now, 35 years from the time I played in it, and we just still talking about the black quarterback, which, you know, we had to did this a long time ago when the league first started, allowed guys that deserved. There's a lot of guys that didn't play in this league that deserved to play. And maybe I wouldn't have been the first black quarterback to play in the Super Bowl, and these two guys might not have been the first two to play against each other, but it didn't happen, so we're here. You know, and it's history for these two to be playing against each other in the Super Bowl.
I never hear this talked about a whole lot, but you were the first to do this. You were the first to play in a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. Who were the quarterbacks that you looked up to, because there just weren't a whole lot when you were coming up?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. It was not a whole lot of black quarterbacks that had played. So, you know, guys like Roman Gaver and Joe Namath and James Harris, it was my guys, you know, because that's what they had. But they had guys that played this game in college that deserved an opportunity that didn't get it, that didn't give you a chance to pull for any of them guys. James Harris was the only guy, you know, being from Grambling and being drafted to Buffalo back in 69, is the only guy that I had to look up to.
Right now, we're talking to Doug Williams. He was the first black quarterback to play in and win a Super Bowl. This is the first Super Bowl with two African-American quarterbacks going head-to-head against each other. Doug, what were some of the challenges that you faced when trying to prove that you can play the position?
Well, you know what? You know, I think Coach Robinson answered somebody back then that asked him, you know, what is it going to take for Doug Williams to make it a play in the NFL? And His answer to them was opportunity. And basically, that's how I've always looked at it. It was just a matter of giving an individual an opportunity to get it done. And I got that opportunity, and hopefully I played to the best of my ability. It might not have been to a lot of other people, but I played the way I saw it. You know, I didn't play for stats. I played to win. And that was my whole objective, was to be a team player.
A whole lot of people in your position were asked to switch positions. Was that ever a serious consideration for you?
No, I've never been asked that question, never thought about that, and I didn't think I could play defensive back, a linebacker, a tight end, a wide receiver, so I never even thought about that.
What do you think it was that Joe Gibbs saw in you that gave you the opportunity eventually to play quarterback at that level?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I wish I knew. Because you're talking about a guy who won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. I think Coach Gibbs had the eye for what it takes to get that position done. But, you know, I think Coach Gibbs came down to Grambling, and it's all about character. You know, you talk to him, that's the first thing he'll tell you, is character. And he had an opportunity to sit with me and talk about football. And we talked to went over the offense that we was running at Grambling, and he wanted to know about it. And I basically taught him the offense that we ran at Grambling. And he just wanted to know from a football standpoint what kind of individual we'd be getting.
Right now we're talking to Doug Williams about the Super Bowl here. He won the Super Bowl with Washington, the first black quarterback to win the Super Bowl. How much of your challenges when you are trying to make the NFL do you think came from you going to an HBCU? You know, you didn't go to Alabama or Notre Dame or Oklahoma, one of those major schools. So you're not only fighting it with the stereotype about your position, you're also fighting it with the school that you chose to go to.
Well, I thought my situation was a little different. You remember, I was a first-round pick. So it wasn't like I was a free agent or a late-round pick that, you know, if you don't make it, so what? You know, I was one of those situations where first-round pick, you almost got to make it. So, and I had John McKay on my side. John McKay coached at SC. He had played with Jimmy Jones in 1968 out of SC. So the black quarterback wasn't a big thing to John McKay. It was about the player more than anything.
How important was it to have somebody like that in your corner?
Oh, that was great. I mean, you know, coming up, coming out of high school, and I knew it wasn't going to happen, but it was only two coaches that I wanted to play for, and John McKay was one of them. The other one was Eddie Robinson. And I was lucky, and I got a chance to play for Eddie Robinson and then John McKay.
I was listening to an interview you did with TMZ about this topic and being, you know, the first black quarterback to play in the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, and you talked about how emotional you got. What about this makes you so emotional to see Patrick Mahomes go up against Jalen Hurts?
Well, you know what? I grew up doing the civil rights issue. And, you know, it's hard to imagine if you're not a black man or a woman to understand what that was like growing up during that time and what your people had to go through. And, you know, I liken all that to the same situation on Sunday, sitting there watching Patrick, you know, Jalen had already won the game, but to sit there watching Patrick, and he was able to pull it off and realize, you know, history is going to be set, and there's two black men. You know, I wish we didn't have to look at it from that standpoint, but, I mean, it is what it is, and you got to deal with it. And I sat there and got a little emotion. I'm glad I was downstairs by myself. I didn't, tears wasn't running down my face, but, you know, chills went through and the water was in my eyes because I was happy to see that happen. You know, no matter what two black quarterbacks it was Patrick and it's Jalen. So I was happy for them, but I was also happy for myself and all the guys who had not gotten the opportunity to play on that level.
How proud are you of the progress that's being made in the NFL as a whole? Because just as someone that grew up liking football, I was told that a player like Jalen Hurts, that style of football would never work at this level, that you would have to change the way that you play the quarterback position. And we've certainly seen an evolution in the styles of offenses there are in the National Football League and just the mindset around having that kind of quarterback. How happy are you? How pleased are you with the evolution of the position that we've seen over the last 20, 30 years or so?
Well, you know, you got to look at Jalen and see what you got, number one. You know, now 2 years, his first 2 years at Alabama, you probably can call him a running quarterback. But the kid was that night 16-1. And it wasn't because of his running ability. I mean, he was reading defense and throwing the ball down the field. Now, you say what you want from that standpoint. The kid is a pocket passer who just happened to have the ability to run if he has to or whatever run that is called. You know, so you got to look at it as he's a guy that gives most defensive coordinators a hissy fit because you can't stand back there and play two-man all the time. Because if you turn your back on him, he might be running up your heel. So that's the build that he has. But at the same time, if you play regular coverage on him, he got two receivers and tight end that he can get the job done from the pocket. So Jalen is a all-around a quarterback that has the ability to run better than most quarterbacks in this league have.
A lot of times we hear from players like Patrick Mahomes, like Jalen Hurts, that they want to pay tribute to players that open the door. You're one of those players that open the door. How cool is it to hear someone like Patrick Mahomes, someone like Jalen Hurts, understand and appreciate all the sacrifices people like you made so they could play quarterback in the National Football League?
Well, I think thanks to their parents more than anything and the history that has been made, written, or what have you, that they get a chance to read and they realize that, you know, I'm a black quarterback like me. You know, I appreciate the fact that I know James Harris person, that I know Marlon Briscoe person, Bessie Stowe. You know, I know Jimmy Ray. I know David Mays and John Walton and all those guys who did not get a fair shake. You know, when I'm playing, that's just like when I walked off that field in the Super Bowl, I had all those guys in my mind, you know, because I was on their shoulders. And you know, they gave me an opportunity to do what I did because whatever chance that they had before me is still open the door for me at that particular time.
So Super Bowl Sunday, where do you plan on being?
Oh, I'll be in Phoenix. I'll be in Phoenix.
Our game predictions are brought to you by AG Power, John Deere, and Papa Murphy's. I got to ask you, Doug, on Super Bowl Sunday, who you got, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
I can't lose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.